matches in the storied basketball program's history. The Dow is down 39 points, the Nasdaq losing 102 points. This is SRN News.
Urgent Camp Lejeune settlement message. The government will soon begin providing fast, guaranteed settlements to Camp Lejeune Marines, families, and civilians. Awards will range between $100,000 and $550,000 with an option for higher amounts. If you or a loved one spent time at Camp Lejeune and suffered cancers of the bladder, liver or kidneys, leukemia, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, Parkinson's, or kidney issues, you may be entitled to a significant financial reward for your Camp Lejeune claim and could be paid within 60 days after accepting your settlement with your VA benefits fully protected. But the deadline for filing is fast approaching, so you need to act now. Call the James Harris Law Camp Lejeune helpline now to get the compensation you deserve. We're already fighting for thousands harmed by the water at Camp Lejeune, and with the deadline coming, you need to call now or you may forever lose your right to a settlement between $100,000 and $550,000. For your free evaluation, call 800-774-9900. 800-774-9900. 800-774-9900.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. When you call Alabama Home Mortgage, from the moment we pick up the phone, you will hear the difference. We are passionate about what we do. To us, you're not just another applicant. When you call on us, you are trusting that we have your best interest at heart, and we do. We treat our customers like family, and that's why our customers turn into family, coming back to us time and time again. We know you have many options when it comes to mortgage financing, and we appreciate the opportunity to earn your business. We are excited to hear from you. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our passion is just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
At Progressive, we know money can't buy you happiness, but money did help you buy an RV, which means an excuse from working Saturday with your insufferable coworker, Dave. So money is helping you listen to birds chirp instead of Dave chirping about how his toddler is fluent in three languages. And it's also why you'll be smelling pine trees in the air, not Dave's tuna melt reheating in a microwave. So save money by bundling your RV or boat insurance with home or auto from Progressive and buy more happiness or something close to it. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Not available in all states.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Well, the label on the cart says funny music, but I don't think it quite fits the occasion. But I heard from a source, a mole.
Yeah. An insider?
An insider.
Oh, wow.
A true insider who told me that you guys, and I think what we're finding out here in talk radio, and I really manipulated Joey and Eddie to hang out for a couple of minutes.
Yeah, you did. You said, hey, y'all want to hang out for a minute?
Everybody knows the news sucks. Everybody knows that everything this administration does is catastrophic. We're all getting screwed, as you said so eloquently. So let's have some fun.
Okay. Yeah.
We know what's wrong. We don't need to, what are we going to accomplish by beating the crap out of it on the air except to press people?
Mm-hmm.
So Ellen Murray, who does the entertainment features on the show at 5:35. Today we're going to talk about generational TV programs that were like specific, like 30-somethings and stuff like that.
I remember 30-something,
Because there's some good ones that are making a comeback on some of the streaming services. But you guys did a thing on Practical Jokes.
Yeah. It wasn't planned. It just kind of...
Now, I am not a fan of those, especially if you're...
I've noticed...
Bought the bike.
No, I didn't.
You bought the basket.
If I had bought the basket, I would do a dance for you. Because I'm so proud of whoever did it. It just wasn't me. But I love a good practical joke.
You know, I'm into riding my bike and trying to get into shape. And somebody sends me a girly basket for my bike.
Did it have a little bell with it, too? Bring, bring. Oh, Greg's coming. Bring, bring.
I've got a bell. But, and now that you mention it, I'm still...
I know.
And oftentimes, it depends on who pulls the joke, right?
Dad, this is true. Who's that?
That's the key lime pie guy.
So, let's spin the wheel. No, that's not what I wanted. I wanted the... where's the other wheel, the prize wheel? I thought I had one of those in the system here somewhere. Back to the late 80s, and a bunch of us played golf every Saturday at Miami Lakes Country Club. Nice place. Don Shula had a house along the course.
Oh, nice.
And that's now where most of the NFL teams stay when they come into Miami to play. It's quite the place. And they got a Shula Steakhouse there, too.
Oh, very good.
Quite good. So the ninth hole on this course was 312 yards long. And I was pretty good, pretty good in those days. And I always like to tee off last. So I get up there on the tee, and I know that I can hit a ball that far. And all the parts fell into place. The coordination was there. I hit the ball so sweetly, I didn't even feel the club head touch it. And this sucker took off like a laser. It went out like a home run in baseball. It went out there a certain distance, and then it got a second wind and went even further.
Nice.
And it lands in front of the green and rolls onto the green.
All right.
312 yards. Wow. Now, with golfers, humility is non-existent when you do something really, really well. You know,
of course.
Singing an extraordinarily long putt. And I wasn't monitoring myself particularly well, so I might have been a little over the top.
Gotcha.
Following Saturday, another beautiful day, and here comes the ninth hole. And, of course, I had to re-remind everybody, wow, I wonder if I could do what I did here last week. And one of the guys says, let's see if we can do something even better. Reaches into his bag and pulls out a golf ball. It says, this is an illegal ball. This is wound tighter than the average golf ball, so it'll travel about 10 to 20%. If you can hit it like you did last week, you'll hit it over the green. Give me that ball. Give me that ball. So I place the ball on the tee. I take my stance. I'm shaking my hips. I'm getting my body settled for this mammoth strike that I'm going to make. And I hit this ball perfectly. So perfectly that it exploded. And I was spitting dust out of my mouth and combing it out of my hair for the next 3 days. And here's the worst part. The worst part is, after I couldn't even see.
Yeah.
There was so much of this, whatever was in that ball. I look behind me and there's three grown men on the grass, on their sides, literally laughing their asses off.
I wish there was camera phone.
Oh, God. I mean.
Oh, I know.
I would happily put it online because I had it coming. And they played me perfectly.
I love it. Give me that ball.
So when I tuned into you guys after getting cleaned up, and I clean up well, don't I?
You do.
I tuned in to see if you were still doing practical jokes or I would have called, but that's why I made you stay after school.
It was a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Now, let me ask you. Let's go some reactions. When you knew you just got played, how did Greg Budell handle that at that particular time in Greg Budell's life?
I really had to laugh. If I told you that I had a red ass over the whole thing, I would tell you. But no, I absolutely, not only did I find it hysterical, and my applause to them for playing me perfectly, but I had to admit, I kind of had that coming. Shut your mouth. You know, when you do something well. Other than that, how's everything?
Life's all right.
Don't look at the news.
So,
did you ever pay those guys back?
No. I've done some good surprise stuff.
Yeah.
Like a few years ago, Janelle's birthday, she and her mom were in Central Florida near Gainesville exploring some park for a couple of days. So I arranged with her mother to drive down and be at the restaurant on Saturday night.
That was so awesome, Greg.
Yeah, and so I see the two of them walking, and I'm sitting there with a bag and the reaction was just priceless. Of course, then she got me back.
Remember that other reaction?
And that wasn't just Janelle. That was Rich and Jay. I'm totally clueless. You know, okay, it's my birthday. We'll talk to Janelle, blah, blah, blah. I'm glad you're not dead, Dad, and all that good stuff.
That was amazing.
That was so great, man.
And I just totally lost it. She was like, actually, I'm in the building, and the door opens up, and she's there, and I just went totally ape, you know what?
Yep.
So
it's a good day on radio.
I remember
those kinds of things
that
are cool.
Yeah,
but I'm not really a fan of mean stuff just for the sake of doing. Now I love the practical jokes that Jim used to play on Dwight Schrute in The Office.
Yes,
because Dwight always had it coming.
Remember when he had the Asian come in and said that?
Yes,
that was so great.
Mm-hmm.
That was so great.
Yeah, played Jim perfectly.
Yeah,
I think my favorite though was Dwight comes in, and obviously his entire desk has been Christmas wrapped.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And he thinks it's just wrapping paper on the desk, but actually there was nothing underneath it, so it all collapsed. That was good.
I like the one where he conditions them to ask for, like, a treat.
Yes, right, the Pavlov's dog thing. Yeah, that was good, too. What was he using as the incentive for that?
I think it's just a Tic Tac.
Yeah,
hey,
something
you want a
like
tic-tac?
That. Yeah.
I read a story once about a young lady who had a, she had an affection for a young man. And she said she noticed that he always liked Reese's Pieces. So she always had Reese's Pieces. And when she was around him, she would always say, hey, would you like some Reese's Pieces? So when they would have that communication, that was always good communication on his end. They ended up getting married. And she literally told him, I reeled you in. I played you in, I reeled you in.
Oh, man.
Wow, with Reese's Pieces?
She knew what she wanted, yeah. Started in high school. They went through college, and after college, they got married.
See, and people keep giving me a hard time. Joey, you need to get your tee up. Go meet a woman. I'm like, no woman has made that sort of effort to actually go after me like that. And so, like, get your Reese's Pieces,
lady. We
could
make some changes.
Huh?
We could make some changes.
Some changes.
Maybe not
changing.
Dress so heavy. Maybe put a muscle t-shirt on and show them guns.
No.
That's what I'm going to be doing soon.
Yeah?
Yeah. I am down 4 inches in the waist.
Holy cow.
And I'm back to extra large.
Nice.
From 2XL.
I know a guy that's up to extra large.
Anybody that we know and love? Black Caesars, you mind if I take this call?
Please.
Since they're rare on this show. Here's Black Caesar.
What's up, G?
Hey,
how
man.
Doing, buddy?
What's going on?
How's everybody doing? Y'all doing all right?
Yeah, we're all right.
I have an interesting dog story. We were working at country club since I was 17, and one day I said, well, what the hell, why not try it, right? So anyway, we were one of the best buds we were playing, and on a par 3, I hit the ball maybe about 5 or 6 feet from the hole. And someone just asked me, he said, I was like, you want me to go spot my ball before you hit yours? Because, you know, I don't know what made me ask him that. He said, nah, man, I'm good. So as soon as he tee off and the ball hits the green, the ball hits my ball, and guess what?
Gets knocked off the green.
Mm-hmm.
Knocked in the hole.
Oh, wow.
Oh, knocked in the hole. So what does that count as a home run?
I think it does.
Well, I don't think so, but we laughed about that. I don't know what made me ask you if I should go spot my ball and move it, but as soon as he teed off,
I think that's a hole in one.
In the hole.
I think that's a hole in one.
Wow. Well, if it is, I got one.
I mean, you did nothing to interfere. You didn't strike the ball purposefully, so that's got to be a hole in one. Maybe some golfer out there can give us a ruling on that, but that's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool, I think.
Yeah, I was like, wow. This is just the fact that I asked him, should I go spot my ball before he hit his, is kind of, and then that happened. It just kind of made the whole thing like.
Caesar, I don't mean to be obnoxious or anything, but I actually did hit a hole in one.
You did?
200-yard hole. Oh, this is another great story.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, back in the day,
there's a wall in my home with a certificate from Spalding, because I was using their golf balls, the date, September 5th, 1967.
Now, you have to have witnesses for that kind of thing, too?
I had 11.
Holy cow.
And, and it was the last day we were playing because school started the next day. So, there are all kinds of components to the story. For example, we're on the second hole, the third hole coming the other way, you know, the other side of the rough. And we're watching this foursome, and this kid takes this mighty swing and hits a line drive off of the back of his friend's head that went about 50 feet straight up, and he collapsed like a sack. And so we all just scrambled to get an ambulance out onto the golf course. It was the ninth hole that day where I get up there, and there's two foursomes behind us. There was always a slowdown. And I looked at the group, and I said, well, this will probably be my last drive of the year, so I better make it a good one. I hit it, took off, faded to the left a little bit, took one bounce, and went straight into the hole. When you see that happen, it's like, I'm 14. I'm 14 years old. We all left our clubs, went running down. We encircled the hole. There's the ball in the hole, just to be sure. We're jumping up and down, screaming, making all kinds of noise, yada, yada. The next day, school started, and I was on the high school paper. And I remember her name just for this story alone. Virginia Clunan, who was on the paper, said, God, my brother was playing golf yesterday, and he got hit in the head with a golf ball, and he'll be out of the hospital in a couple of days.
Wow.
Pretty nasty.
Wow.
Isn't it a small world sometimes?
Well, you know, back in the day, I don't know if they still do it, the Montgomery Advertiser used to print who hit a hole in one if you witnessed it, and I witnessed two, and my name was in there a couple of times when I was working at the clubs and stuff.
But let me tell you a story, another story, and this will be it for the golf stories, okay, I promise. About a month before I actually got the hole-in-one, we had this old Irish guy who, it was a Chicago Park District golf course, legitimate, but was run by the city. And this guy named Tilly was in the starters box, you know, and he was your typical Chicago City employee, drunk on the job, and, you know, he had the gin blossoms on his nose, but he was a really nice guy. And we had just finished. I said, hey, Tilly, I got a hole-in-one on the seventh hole, figuring, wow, that's 485 yards. You're full of crap. You didn't do that. No, he didn't hear. So he started calling the newspapers to tell them.
Oh.
So on the day I actually got the hole-in-one, Tilly's there. Tilly, I did it on the ninth hole. Yeah, right.
Whatever.
You've already gotten me once. Find another joke. But eventually I did get my name in the paper for that, too.
Cool.
Caesar, thank you for inspiring a whole round, no pun intended, of golf stories.
No problem.
All right, buddy. Take care. It is 3:16. In about 15 shopping minutes or so, we are going to be discussing a house bill with our friends from Adams Drugs that could have serious impacts.
Makes no sense whatsoever.
On your life. And you guys, thanks a lot for hanging out.
Always.
Lame-ass story. I got to start numbering these things.
That's a good idea.
And keep track.
I like it.
I just start working out more. Greg's skinnier than me.
One thing you can do, guys, for your health, your overall health, is check in with Montgomery Men's Health, especially if you've been feeling a little bit out of the game lately. You know, the days seem extra long. You're lacking your usual energy and vitality. Could be an issue of low testosterone, and that is a medical condition that's very common. And the worst thing you can do about it is nothing. When you have the facility at Montgomery Men's Health there to take care of these issues, it's an incredible deal for $99. That's all it costs, $99. They will do a testosterone-based workup on you. And for $99, you not only get the result of that test, but a plan. It's not just, here's your score. They give you a plan to adjust it so you can regain that lost energy, get your life back, get better gains in the gym, even sleep better. And of course, with a faster metabolism and a better libido, you're really going to feel like you're alive again. That's the difference it can make for you at Montgomery Men's Health. They can help men with issues like erectile dysfunction, low testosterone, and other issues, even weight loss. Yeah, at Montgomery Men's Health. Call 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go online to montgomerymenshealth.com to book your appointment today.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. When you call the professionals at Clark with plumbing needs, you can count on quality service, flexible appointments, and affordable pricing. For more information, visit clarkcomfort.com. Better call Clark, 277-2125. Alabama certification number 09098.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our temperatures continue to moderate, and we're dry, at least for now. Tonight, a few clouds, but mainly clear. Overnight, low temperature down to about 50. Tomorrow is a nice warm day, up to about 80 on Thursday with a good bit of sunshine. The risk of scattered showers and storms holding off till late Thursday night. Then widespread rain and storms on Friday. And periods of showers and thunderstorms over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, as the front stalls right over us. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're buying a home or auto or consolidating debt, CBNS Bank's personal loans get you where you need to go. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you or apply online today. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Proud of your Jeep? Then show it off at the second annual Pusa Jeep Fest for a share of over $50,000 in prizes and a trip to Aruba. Tackle our obstacle course and take part in Show and Shine, Light Up the Night, and Turn It Up competitions. March 28th through the 30th at Wind Creek, Montgomery. New this year, sign up for the pizza eating contest. And don't miss the chance to get a photo of your Jeep taken with our 62-foot inflatable Bigfoot. Register now at WindCreekMontgomery.com.
Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC. The Pusa Jeep Fest and Wind Creek are not sponsored and those affiliated with FCA US LLC.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth. And if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-367-6289. 800-367-6289. 800-367-6289.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You are so dorky.
Ain't no thing.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
President Trump has restored the idea of America.
Keep America great! Exclamation point.
The Dow Jones made history today, closing over 26,000 points for the first time.
This is a standout report.
He's going to bring all these jobs back. Well, how exactly are you going to do that? What magic wand do you have?
Hand me down the walking cane. Hand me down my hat.
I'm going to bomb the out of them.
The collusion delusion is over.
Guaranteed to blow your mind.
You're fake news.
Unbelievable.
So dishonest.
Mr. President. Mr. President. Pardon me, ma'am.
Mr. President. Mr. President, are you?
That's enough. Put down the mic.
Everything he does.
Every day is NASCAR.
Seems to come out right.
Donald Trump, keeper of promises.
Playing all the music, yes, keeping time. Where in the world did he learn that? Oh, Lord. Well, I have to get away.
I am with you. I will fight for you. And I will win for you.
Right around the corner.
So you ready? Let's go. Let me hear it.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast. Happy Hour. News Talk 93.1 FM. WACV for Wednesday afternoon. Don't forget Baumhauer's tonight after the show. Ozzy Brock is here. Brad McDonald at 5:15. And something you need to hear coming up next.
And here they are.
Big welcome there, Jeb. Let's get everybody excited.
Please clap.
Well, we do our best. Although we're very excited to have a couple of special guests joining us this afternoon. Mike Vincent, the owner and founder of Adams Drugs. Good to have you with us.
Good to be here.
And Chris Fung, who is the Adams Drugs Pharmacy Director. And when I read the material ahead of your visit today, I'm stunned. Tell me what I'm looking at here with this House Bill 238.
Well, it's a House bill that has been labeled a pharmacy tax by the big business council of Alabama and other business groups, thinking that they can scare people into opposing it by telling them they're going to pay $10.64 for every prescription they get filled. And it's no more a tax than I'm a tax. It's ridiculous. And I don't know who's responsible for this, but there needs to be a retraction, because it's no more a tax. What it is, and Chris will get into it, but these people are scaring folks into thinking that they're going to be paying more for their prescriptions just because it's a tax. First thing is, if it was a tax on every single prescription, I wouldn't be sitting here.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be opposed to it.
Sure.
I'm not for new taxes. Secondly, if it's a tax, how in the world did this bill come out of the insurance committee by unanimous vote? I mean, I don't understand. It's an outright lie is what it is.
The story that it's going to cost $10 a script is a lie.
Right.
Okay. What is this bill designed to do, and how can we reverse this? This is really misinformation, what we're talking about here.
Exactly. I'll let Chris get into it, but it's paying us for what we've been supplying and providing. We just want to get paid for what we're doing.
Right.
That's all we want.
Chris Fung is the Adams Drugs Pharmacy Director. Good to have you in the studio with us this afternoon. But just want to mention this ahead of any discussion on tax. On more than one occasion, when I've dropped off a prescription with Adams Drugs, I had pharmacy folks who actually took time to look for coupons or programs that I might qualify for to bring the cost of that copay down. I didn't ask them to do that. They just do that. And I appreciate the kind of leadership.
Yeah, that's great to hear. And thanks for having us.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, we pride ourselves in trying to provide excellent customer service, provide access, and, been around for, over 60 years. I've been with them for over 30.
Wow.
So very proud of that.
And, yeah.
I'm biased, but I feel like it's, the best pharmacy around, and we love taking care of our patients, and the story that you're talking about, that's just what we do every day. We're here trying to take care of the patient, and it gets more and more difficult every day, and trying to when we're dealing with a lot of prescription claims that we're routinely reimbursed below our acquisition cost, and that's one of the problems that or one of the issues that this bill is trying to address.
Well, now that we know what the bill is not supposed to do, or not going to do, what is this going to accomplish for the consumer?
Yeah, I mean, for the consumer,
and for you.
Well, for the pharmacy, it's just basically like what it says. It's just trying to get fair reimbursement.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the biggest, like Mike alluded to, it's definitely not a tax. One of the proposals is just to require a fair reimbursement. And one of the proposals was to copy the model that our state Medicaid program has been using for 15 years or longer. And they have determined that a fair dispensing fee through surveys, analytics, is $10.64 above the acquisition cost of the pharmacy.
Okay.
So if we were to buy a $300 inhaler and dispense it to you, we're just asking for you to reimburse us $310.64. So it's a very, what's that? Over 3% markup? I mean, that's not much at all.
No. So, but they're using that number to, they're actually taking that number that you just gave and making that sound like a tax.
Sure. And I don't know if it's not understanding the bill, or maybe they understand it and they just want to mislead. But it's certainly not a tax, and it's certainly not anything in addition to what we're getting reimbursed. It's just a proposal to reimburse us a model that's based off of the Medicaid program, and just to make us whole, plus a very minimal dispense fee.
Right. And I understand that, is it true that 300 pharmacies have closed because of this?
And there'll be more, yes.
Yeah?
Yes. This is a key legislation for pharmacy. There are a lot of pharmacies. In fact, and since the first of the year, we've been contacted by four in this surrounding area that are looking to get out.
Wow. Because
there are not many of us left anyway.
Yeah. But even, of course, a lot of that, with the national chains, they're shooting themselves in the foot, understaffed.
That's scary.
Yeah.
Real scary.
I've got other sponsors, businesses, who want to know how you do it to recruit and find the people that staff your locations. Because I've finally made it to all 12, by the way.
Right, right.
And what's so incredible is the consistency of customer service from place to place. It's hard to find people that can provide that.
Yeah, those employees are hard to find, and we do our best to hold on to them. But it's a rewarding business. I mean, we take care of people. We make people better. We have trusting relationships with our patients. But getting back to the 1064, this 1064 is not coming out of the pocket of the patient. It's coming out of the PBMs. And you can Google PBMs, and I'm pretty sure that people listening are probably wondering what a PBM is. Well, all they are middlemen that decide what you're going to take, when you're going to take it, and who's going to fill your prescription, and what medicine you're going to take. I mean, it's kind of crazy that a lot of medications aren't covered because evidently the PBMs are not making enough money off that drug. They make more money off of a prescription than we do.
Doesn't seem right.
Nope.
The name of the bill is the Fair Meds Act.
Fair Meds Act. And House Bill 238.
And you would like to see this?
I'd like to see it pass, yes. And it is not a tax. And don't let anybody tell you. Because if they do, don't walk, run. Because it's not true at all.
I'm glad that you're in to explain that, because on the surface, watching or looking at the propaganda that's out there, why would anybody want this bill passed? If it's, and on the other hand, it sort of defies logic that suddenly there's going to be a tax that's going to require a pharmacy customer to pay an additional $10.34 on every prescription, which is crazy.
Yeah, this is the same model that Medicaid is using. Our state Medicaid program is using the same model for the past 15 years, and it works for them. So that's where they get the 1064 from.
Mike Vincent, owner of Adams Drugs, Chris Fung, their pharmacy director, is in the house. If you have questions on this or anything else, since they're here, feel free to call us at 272-9228. And on the phone, we have Love.
Yes, sir. Good evening to both of you.
Hi.
Good evening.
I have a question. I call a doctor's office. I'm Medicare, and I'm also TRICARE for life because I'm a retired Medicare veteran. But I call a doctor's office asking, does he have an opening? Okay, found out they sent me a paper, and I'm willing to show that to anybody. And the paper said that I would have to also sign to give up to waiver my rights for anything Medicare doesn't pay. Before that, it stated that they were Medicare contractual, which means they have made arrangements with the Medicare people to accept whatever they give them. But these doctors have sent me that paperwork saying, waive my rights to that, and I'll pay. I'm not going to do that because these God-given rights, he got me through those 21 military years. What do you think about that, and who could look into that? I'll hang up and I'll listen, please.
Okay.
All right. Well, first of all, thank you for your service, but and I'm not too familiar with all of the payment models with within a doctor's office, but I would imagine that they're just asking you to that you, telling you that you're responsible for any payments or any copays that Medicare does not cover and that your secondary insurance does not cover. So I think that that's what they're asking you to sign, is saying that, hey, I have Medicare, I have TRICARE, but anything that they do not cover, I'm responsible for. So
now, the core issue in the middle of all this, and I'd like both of you to speak to this, are the drug prices set by the manufacturers. Can you give me some insights on this? How are they able to get away with it? I mean, we have, as a country, have tackled these kinds of issues in the past, monopolies and so forth. How do we address that?
Yeah, I'm not really sure. I think, I don't know how they set their pricing. I can tell you that the average prescription drug price has gone up to about $500. So that's probably the average cost of a prescription when you factor in brands, generics.
Mm-hmm.
I know that lately there's a lot of talk about the GLP-1s, Mounjaro and Ozempic. They cost about $1,000 for a month's supply. So, cost keeps going up and up, and I'm not really sure how to reel that back in.
The PBMs point the finger at the drug manufacturers, and the reason, in a lot of cases, the drugs are so high is because these drug manufacturers are supplying rebates to the PBMs and the insurance companies to put their drug at the top of the list. So you've got a drug that may cost $100, but after they throw in $200-$300 rebates, then you've jacked the price of the drug up. And it's only because they want market share.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they actually buy market share. So it's a combination of the PBMs and the drug manufacturers.
Why would the Business Council of Alabama be putting out this kind of...
I have a good feeling that the PCMA, which is the Pharmaceutical Care Management Association, which is a huge lobbyist in Washington, is supplying this information. And we've got friends in Illinois and Ohio that are trying to get same type bills passed, and they're getting the same response from their business councils and business groups. They're just supplying them with lies, is what it is.
This is baffling to me, that they would go to such extraordinary lengths. I mean, we're not talking about a little white lie here. What they're putting out, the Business Council, is off the charts in terms of its falsehood.
We're talking about the commercial prescriptions. We're not talking about Medicare or Medicaid prescriptions, which is about half of our volume. We're not asking to tack on $10.64. We want to just make sure that we get at least $10.64 above cost.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we're asking.
Well, you couldn't stay in business unless you were getting...
Well, it's just, it's getting harder and harder. And a year from now, you'll look back and say, well, this bill didn't pass, and look how many pharmacies are gone.
So let's, when we come back from this break, let's talk about the Fair Meds Act and what it's really all about and what it intends to accomplish. Our guests, and if you have a question on anything related to medication, pharmacy, and so forth, we've got experts in the house here with Mike Vinson, the owner of Adams Drugs, and Chris Fung, the pharmacy director for the group, and it's an incredible group. That's all I can say. I can't sing your praises high or loudly enough. It's just such a different experience. I've used terms like Mayberry-esque because it's just so warm and friendly, Just to give you a quick example, I don't mean to bore you with my personal stories, but I'm going to anyway. My original Adams Drugs location was the one on Vaughan Road, and you had a pharmacist there named Lamar. And I lived close to that one, so it was, perfectly situated for me, and I went there for years, and then Lamar retired. And I still kept going back. We would, always have a couple of minutes to chat, catch up, ask questions, whatever. We had moved in the meantime to the location I use now, which is Copperfield. And it took me a few years to be able to let go because it just, I felt like I was cheating on my original pharmacy. That's the kind of relationships you build with people. And you can't say that about too many others. In fact, nobody comes to mind on that particular issue. We're at 3:41. We're going to get our first look at the roads. We have 18:19 news coming up again. If you have a question on anything related to these issues, feel free to call us at 272-9228 on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Accident on Virginia Loop Road right near Woodley Road. It's a 5,000 block of Virginia Loop. Please use caution there. Five vehicles involved. They are still on the scene working that one. We had an accident earlier this afternoon on I-85 northbound right near the Ann Street overpass. There are some vehicles off on the right side of the roadway there, especially right at the ramp up from Ann Street to 85 north. But all lanes are open. There's no problems. Just be aware that they're there. Everywhere else, light to mostly moderate traffic. We will keep you updated. Life is all about good friends, good food, and lots of laughter. Front Porch Grill is the perfect spot for all three. Meet your friends. It's Front Porch Grill, Highway 14, next to Food Outlet in Millbrook. I'm Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
News is brought to you by Jack Ingram Nissan. Shop now at jackingramnissan.com.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. Montgomery police have made an arrest in a February homicide. 25-year-old LaKrivik Moss was charged with murder Tuesday in the shooting death of Rod Tavius Hall on February 16th. Hall was pronounced dead at Baptist East Medical Center that morning after being shot in the 100 block of North Burbank Drive. Some roads in Montgomery County are getting a facelift thanks to county and federal funds. The Montgomery County Commission recently approved 34 road projects. The $6.8 million funding provides for over 59 miles of paving and repairing roads that need it most. The state of Alabama legalized medical cannabis 3 years ago, but the reality of medical marijuana is still much in doubt. On Monday, the Alabama Court of Civic Appeal stayed all litigation proceedings surrounding the troubled Alabama Medical Cannabis Commission. Yet another hearing is tentatively scheduled for mid-April. For the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
Jack Ingram Select Used Cars is revolutionizing the car buying experience to give you the car you want with the protection you deserve. Come shop the factory certified cars. Experience the difference on the boulevard next to Sam's Club or online at jackingramselect.com. Jack Ingram Select Used Cars. Big selection. Factory protection.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system and provide the specially tailored care that veterans need.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America, Mobile.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. How was your anniversary sale, Dot?
It was just wonderful, and I want to thank everybody that came out. It was a great time. It meant so much to me for it to be 30 years, and y'all just came out and made my day.
Well, spring is almost here. Is Eastbrook ready?
We're beginning to get the patio tables and chairs out. We've got so much there, it's hard to put it into a minute commercial. You just got to come see what we got. You know we've got three floors and 60,000 square feet. So just come see us because we probably got a sale or two going, and our merchandise is pretty reasonable, I think. We don't charge a commission to the vendors, and so our prices are able to be a little bit less than some other places.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
So y'all come on by and see us. We'd love to have you.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our temperatures continue to moderate, and we're dry at least for now. Tonight, a few clouds, but mainly clear. Overnight, low temperature down to about 50. Tomorrow is a nice warm day, up to about 80 on Thursday with a good bit of sunshine. The risk of scattered showers and storms holding off till late Thursday night. Then widespread rain and storms on Friday. And periods of showers and thunderstorms over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, as the front stalls right over us. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
This is the News Talk 93.1 River Region Business Spotlight, a chance for you to get to know our area businesses and business leaders.
And welcome back to part two of our discussion with Mike Benson, owner of Adams Drugs, Chris Fung, the Adams Drugs Pharmacy Director in the house. And we're going to recap what we've been discussing, but we have a call, and you're invited to it, 272-9228 from Rick. Rick, what's on your mind?
Hey, yes. First of all, I've been a customer of Adams ever since there was an Adams in Prattville. That's been many, many years ago, and we're very pleased with it. However, my wife takes a seizure medication called Vimpat, and the last time we tried to get it filled, we had a note saying they could no longer fill it. So we had to scramble and try to get it somewhere else. And I had went in there and asked the pharmacist, and she had told me that they couldn't get it from their supplier. I just didn't know why the other pharmacies could get it and Adams couldn't.
Yeah, so if it's the generic Vimpat, I would assume that we can get that. If it's the brand name Vimpat, sometimes that's been unavailable. And other pharmacies may use a different wholesaler than we do. So sometimes, that's why they can get it. A lot of times when a drug goes generic, sometimes it's harder to get the brands. But usually the generic has been, and I don't recall any kind of shortage with the generic Vimpat. So.
All right, Rick, we hope we answered your question. Thank you for being a customer, too, at 347. Quick question. Because I've heard other people ask the same thing. Is there a difference between the original name brand medication and the generics?
No, there's not supposed to be. I know that there's a few medications out there where doctors are real particular about the patients getting the brand. Some blood thinners, some thyroid medications, right. But generally it's the same thing. They have to go through pretty rigorous testing and it's the same product.
So been a huge influx in Ozempic prescriptions. I'm reading that there is. Are you seeing that?
Yeah, Ozempic, Mounjaro's is they're following class of drugs called GLP-1s, and it's been very short supply. We check the wholesaler every morning, and like I said, it's been tough to get. And when it is available, they allocate the amount that we can get.
All right, and we have Drew on the line. Drew, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. I just wanted to start by saying, like so many other callers, I've been a lifelong Adams Drug customer, and I can't say enough good things about it. Greg, I know you've got a lot of stories, too, but so do I, and I really appreciate it, and the customer service is great. Getting back to this bill, and I know you gave one example. So for an average person like me that does have a copay for regular monthly prescription that's now costing me $5.75 or $10. What additional cost would I expect if this bill is passed?
Yeah, that's a great question, and thank you for your patronage. Zero. I mean, there should be zero change in your copays. This has nothing to do with the copays. This is just asking to be reimbursed fairly. So it's not an addition reimbursement. Is a change in the reimbursement. Like I said, I think probably 15% of our scripts now we're underwater on, which means I might order this. For example, you brought it up, but let's say I ordered this Ozempic, and it might cost us, a little over $1,000. Well, we might get paid, $75 below cost. All we're asking for is to recoup our cost to order that. Plus a very small dispense fee. If we get reimbursed the proposed $10.64 above our cost on that Ozempic, that is a 1% markup?
Yeah.
I mean,
actually, it's less than that. It's 1/5%.
I mean, it's a 1% markup. I mean, is that excessive?
Not my opinion.
I don't think so. And this is not a tax. It's not anything in addition. It's not going to change the copays. It's just changing the reimbursement model. And that's, you know, as simple as that.
Julie, thank you for the call and for being an Adams Drugs customer. Can we go over the model of how pharmacies are reimbursed now, just so we have a full understanding?
Yeah, I don't know how many hours you have to, but it's very complex. Some people would even call it kind of convoluted, but you know, it's not based off of acquisition cost at all, and that's why, you know, this model is proposed. We have generics, we have brands, and I think the rates are different depending on if it's a brand, if it's a generic, if it's 30 days, if it's 90 days, if you're preferred, if you're non-preferred. So it's very complex, but I think it would really take me a long time to get into that, and I don't know if unless you're in the pharmacy world, people will really totally understand it. But 15 or so percent of the scripts that we fill, we are reimbursed less than the cost that we ordered from our wholesaler.
That's a challenge for staying in business, isn't it, Mike?
Well, he showed me a report from January for his store, and they had 82 prescriptions that walked out the door that we lost at least $50 on. 82. And that's just one store.
Wow. So we want our legislators to support the Fair Meds Act.
Exactly.
And so that we don't lose your
guys. We can't stress enough that the effect to the consumer is nil. There will be no change in their copay.
That's the headline out of this conversation.
And so this bill also kind of loosens up the relationship between the patient and the pharmacist, where we can actually talk to them about the reimbursement.
Are the legislators listening to you guys?
I hope so.
So do I, because I don't want to anticipate the possibilities if they're not paying attention. Sam, be our last call.
Hey, Greg, I just wanted to speak real quick to the Ozempic shortage. You know, I did Ozempic back in the summer for a few months. The VA, I get mine through the VA, and I was talking to a technician, and he told me all about, I'm so naive, there's a program, they push it, they get paid by the pharmaceutical companies to push it, and even though Ozempic, I went in, I documented it, almost killed me, it's still being offered to me and pushed through the VA. So there's you know, I'm just saying there's things being pushed and kicked and bonuses being made. And that's all I got, brother. This is good radio.
Thank you.
Thank you. The other side of that, too, I have a friend. He is one day older than I am, okay? So we're basically the same age. And we both had gained a few pounds in the aging process. We have the same doctor. He was prescribed Mounjaro and was able to get it because he was at a diabetic level where the insurance company agreed that, you know, when it was prescribed to me and I was pre-diabetic. Now I've brought my numbers down just through exercising my butt off, which is still...
That's good.
Yeah, no, I'm down about 35 pounds.
Oh, wow.
4 inches in the waist and trying real hard to keep it working.
And you feel better.
Oh, incredibly.
Right.
Absolutely
right.
Incredible. But I did not, because of the numbers on my sugar level, whatever it is that they make that determination, I had and that stuff was pretty pricey. Mounjaro, it's like $1,200 or $1,300 a month. So just a story to tell on that. Mike, anything in the conclusion here you would like our listeners to know and how they can support the Fair Meds Act?
Well, we just encourage you to get in touch with your legislator and tell them that you want to see pharmacies survive in this area, in this state. And this will be a big step forward.
We need the local businesses to survive, and there's no better local business than the 12 locations of Adams Drug. So, folks, it's worth taking a minute to let your legislators know you would like them to support the Fair Meds Act. Anything else that you guys wanted to mention since you're here?
Nope. Good to see you.
We really appreciate you taking the time to join us and making us aware on this issue, because there's so much stuff in the news. Something like this, it's important, But sometimes things like this can get lost in the news shuffle, you know, so I'm glad you did this, and we will continue to bring this to our listeners' attention.
Well, thank you so much. The time. Thank you.
Absolutely my pleasure, guys. It is 3:55 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Back to the Traffic Dungeon and Skipper.
Traffic is brought to you by Dillon Rings. Dillon Rings has great watches and beautiful rings. Or have Josh design a piece of jewelry for you. Shop Dillon Rings now at 119 Brown Springs Road. And check them out on Facebook.
Light to mostly moderate traffic flow all over Montgomery right now. The boulevards, I-65 and 85 are a bit busy through downtown Montgomery. Pratwell, Billbrook, Wetumpka giving us all clears at the moment. The only thing really shaking is an accident from earlier this afternoon. They are still on the scene at the 5,000 block Virginia Loop Road. That is right near Virginia Loop and Woodley. Five-vehicle accident, a fire. Boy, it was just a big mess there, and they are slowly trying to get that unraveled. Use caution if you're in that area. Other than that, no real problems out there anywhere at the moment. Invisible Fence has Boundary Plus technology, giving your pet more play area right up to the boundary. No confusion, no lockouts, no stress. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Well, that was a very enlightening conversation. And we all use pharmacies, we all use medication. And the Fair Meds Act is something you absolutely want passed because we don't want to lose our great local businesses like Adams Drugs because of the misinformation. And I still don't understand in all of this conversation why the Business Council of Alabama would be putting something out there that's so anti-business. Doesn't make any sense to me. You hear that name, you think they're all about helping businesses survive in this Biden economy. Georgia Floors Direct has been a flooring destination for over half a century on the boulevard across from Lowe's, a place where they have 300,000 square feet of warehouse to store every type and style of flooring that you can possibly think of. Mountains, literally, of rolls of carpeting, hundreds of room remnants, luxury vinyl plank flooring, hardwoods, laminates, an endless selection of tile. In addition to flooring, they now offer window blinds and marble kitchen countertops. And when we got ours from Georgia Floors Direct, since they sell tile flooring, they had their tile people cut a backsplash for the countertop that looked really, really incredible. And all the installations are done by their people. So from the moment you walk in the door to look into new flooring for your home, whether it's a single room or the entire house, to the moment you're standing on that new flooring, admiring how beautiful and transformative it can be, it's all Georgia Floors Direct. On the boulevard across from Lowe's, you can also look up Georgia Floors Direct on Facebook. 4 o'clock already. How the heck did that happen? Baumhauer's tonight after the show. Oh, and here's a headline of Liberty Daily. Electric cars pollute 1,850 times more than fuel-based vehicles. Anybody surprised by that? I'm not. Oh, Biloxi Gambler. We'll get one more in before the top of the hour. What's up, buddy?
Yes, sir. The BCA, Business Council of Alabama, is hugely influenced by Blue Cross Blue Shield. Now, while it will not raise your copay for you, the customer, it will raise the prices to the insurance companies. And then the insurance companies, of course, you know, because you don't invent money out of air, will raise the premiums, which they raise the premiums anyway. But they'll raise the premiums to the people that pay for the insurance. So I understand why Blue Cross don't want it, because it goes into their profit. Well, not just Blue Cross, but that's why the Blue Business.